Happy late Chinese New Year! You're listening to RGO Radio. This is the Josh and Joe Show. My name is Joseph Lee here in the 8 o'clock hour every Tuesday night. And up, we got music for you right here on the show. RGO Radio here in the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you very much for tuning into the show. It's the JJ Show, and my name is Joseph Lee here on the air. We're going to go all the way till 9 o'clock with a lot of great Christian pop music. For more information about the show, always log on our website. It's rgo.god21.net. That's rgo.god21.net. Or look me up on Facebook. It's JR Lee. And we just had our Chinese New Year break. Like 5-6 days in a row of vacation. What a wonderful time of the year. And to be honest, I'm getting a little bit lazy, so actually I need to get back in work. And today happens to be the first day of work. People are going back, and a lot of them are getting Tuesday blues. I hope everything's well for you. And a lot of people might need to get a diet after the Chinese New Year's, because during the New Year's, we eat a lot, like a lot. Oh, and here, I got a list of the most annoying questions that you might have been asked during the Chinese New Year's. We'll hear it out when we come back from this song. This is Uncle Reese. It's time to praise to a drop. RGO Radio, the Josh and Joe Show. This is Joe on the air. Thanks for tuning in. During the Chinese New Year's, it's one of the most wonderful times here in the Eastern society because you get to go home, gather with family, and you get to see all those relatives that you don't recognize. There are some backlashes, though, because whenever you're gathered with your relatives that you most likely don't even know, they can ask you a lot of questions that could be a little, you know, irritating, I gotta say. And here's a list, actually. This is a list that I found on the internet. You might have been asked one of these questions during the past 5 or 6 days, I bet. You might get asked, "Do you remember me?" Because in the Eastern society, there's a long list of relatives, each from the mom's and the dad's side. A lot of times, you don't even know these people. You haven't even seen these people in your lifetime, but they come up to you and they say, "Hey, do you remember me?" I'm like, "No." Number 9, if you have kids, they like to ask your kids, "How are their grades at school?" Number 8, they like to ask you what you're doing for a living right now. And I'm like, you know, every time I'm asked about that question, I have to explain my guts out because I have to tell them that I'm working at church right now. No, not as a volunteer. I do get paid. I also do work for a radio station in Korea. And no, I don't have to go there every day. There's so much explaining that you have to do, and it gets irritating. And number 7, when are you going to have kids? I don't even have a girlfriend. Number 6, when are you going to buy a house? Pass. Number 5, they would ask you anything about your examinations or your tests. It's a good thing I'm not a student anymore, but my cousins, my little cousins, oh, too bad for them. They're always making comparisons, which makes the kids feel uncomfortable, I could imagine. And number 4, how much did you get for your year-end bonus this year? Pass. Number 3, how much is your salary? Like, that is totally none of your business. Number 2, do you have a girl boyfriend? No. And at number 1, the most irritating question of all, and I bet most of you, like 90% of you, have been asked this question if you're around my age. Because like in my family, my big family, all of my older cousins have got married already, so it's kind of my turn. That's what they think. So whenever I go home right now, they're like pushing me with this question, "When are you gonna get married? You should get a girlfriend, it's your turn." And I'm like totally NOYB, none of your business. I'm thinking that in my mind, but I don't dare to speak it, but really? I'm like, man, I know you guys love me, so you care about me, you care about my life, blah blah blah, but please, some privacy, please. And that's the 10 most irritating questions that you can be asked during the Chinese New Year's. Thank God it's over. And we can wait for another year until we get another blast of that. Anyways, you're listening to the Josh and Joe Show. For more information about us, log on to our website, rgo.god21.net. More music for you on the show right now. Don't go anywhere. RGO Radio, this is the Josh and Joe Show in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:26, just turned 27 right now. And I'm your host, Joe, right here on the air. There's this homeless guy that loves to read, and there's this other guy that noticed him for quite a while, so he decided to give him a present, a special one. I'm telling you about it on Happy News in just a bit. And there's a new sitcom that's coming out in the States. It's called Fresh Off the Boat, talking about this Taiwanese family that moved to the States and tries to blend in. I've seen the trailer. It's a lot of fun. I'll tell you more when we come back after this short music break. At the meanwhile, do check out our website. It's rgo.god21.net, rgo.god21.net. And my personal Facebook is J.R. Lee Radio. That's J-R-L-E-E Radio. All right, check me up. And we're going to hit this short music break. Going to be back in just a bit. RGO Radio, the Josh and Joe Show. This is Joe on air. And I always remember when I was a kid, my family tried to live the American life. It wasn't that easy. You know, from time to time, we would go through hardships, hard times. That's when my mom started to go to church, actually. And she found a sense of security in God, in Christ. And when I was a kid, I got bullied a couple times just for the color of my skin. But when you grow up, you know, you hardly remember it anymore. But still, I think the thing that matters is whether people are open enough to people who are different from who you are. My parents had a hard time fitting in the American lifestyle. They also got a lot of help from the local people there, our neighbors, when they were striving just to fit in. There were a lot of touching stories that I can't mention in a nutshell, but it was moving. And just recently, there happens to be a sitcom that has just come out. It's called Fresh Off the Boat, which portraits a Taiwanese family trying to blend in the American lifestyle. I've seen the trailer. It's quite funny. Check it out for yourself.
That's me.
You know, that really reminds me of my childhood. Yeah, it was kind of, you know, fun and tough at the same time. But anyways, that is called Fresh Off the Boat. And it's time for happy news right here. I do have a happy story for you today. Now, there's this guy who lives in California, but he travels to Las Vegas every single day to work. And it didn't take him long to notice that every time he was in Las Vegas, there would be this homeless guy sitting on the streets reading the same book every single time, every single day, that same book. So he ended up talking to the guy, found out that he liked reading. So what he did was, he bought him a Kindle electronic reader. And now every time he passes by, the guy has a different book to read on his Kindle reader right now. That is touching. You know, that is just the kind of random good deed that doesn't cost you much, but changes another person's life totally. And I think that's the kind of love that God wants us to share with other people, especially people who are less fortunate than we are, to be a good Samaritan. So that's your happy story of the day. And we're going to go on to more music right here. I do have your weekly message coming up next. The time right now is nearing 8:40 here on the clock. I got 3 songs in a row for you. Do not touch that dial. This is the JJ Show. Firefly here on RGO Radio. This is the JJ Show. I'm your host, Joseph Lee, right here. It's time for our weekly message. This is something that we give you every single week, something positive, something constructive in your life, and hopefully it'll give you directions for the week, okay? So here it goes. Today we're talking about time. The one thing that is fair within every person's life is time, because we have the same amount of time every single day, 24 hours, to consume. So here it goes. Your message of the week, time is like water. It disappears just as you use it. Time of grace too. When time comes, like the high tides of the ocean, it comes in, and like the low tides of the ocean, it goes out. It is human beings, we, who have to take action according to the time of the high and the low tides of the ocean. Just as human beings take action according to creation's timing, creation's time, rather than trying to do things according to our own timeline, take action according to the Holy Trinity's time. I'm going to repeat that last sentence right there. Rather than trying to do things according to our own timeline, take action according to the Holy Trinity's time. Because you never know what God has in for you. And when we try to grasp things in our own methods and use time in our own methods by our own schedule, a lot of times we miss out a lot of things that God has prepared for us. So always take action according to the Holy Trinity's time. And that's your message for today. If you like what you hear, look it up on our website, RGO Radio. That's rgo.god21.net. It's about time for us to wrap it up. I got a couple more on RGO Radio. Britt Nicole here on the show. This is RGO Radio, and you're listening to the Josh and Joe Show. Thanks for keeping me company all the way since 8 p.m. local time in Taipei all the way till now. We're a couple minutes away till the top of the 8 o'clock hour. My name is Joseph Lee. Thank you very much. And if you want to know more about the show, always log on our website, rgo.god21.net. The show is on Tuesday night, 8 to 9 p.m. local time in Taipei. If you're in Seoul or Tokyo, well, the time is 9 to 10 p.m. For more information, as I said, log on to our website. We do have some reruns on Thursday and Sunday as well. Time for me to say goodbye. I'm going to see you next Tuesday, okay? God bless you all. God loves you. Keep that in heart. Goodbye.